The release of a movie called The Kite Runner has been delayed several weeks because of concerns that its three child stars are in danger in Afghanistan. The film is based on the popular novel by Khaled Hosseini. NPR's Kim Masters reports the film studio called for the delay to give them more time to remove the young actors and their families from potential danger.
The Kite Runner is the story of two boyhood friends who deal with political turmoil as well as issues of class and ethnicity. A couple of the characters are sexually abused. In a pivotal sequence, one youth is raped. And the likely reaction in Afghanistan to the material in general and that rape scene in particular is causing concern about the child actors.
They will totally destroy these kids' lives over there.
Isaac Shariar was the first Afghan ambassador to the United States after the fall of the Taliban. He says the children and their families must leave the country.
The consequences would be terrible, even attacks by the Taliban and extremists, and that will ruin their careers and life of the kids who go to school and the families.
In July, Paramount Pictures, the studio that made The Kite Runner, became concerned enough to dispatch John Kiriakou, a former CIA counterterrorism officer, to evaluate the threat. He canvassed a broad group of experts on Afghan politics and culture in Washington and Kabul.
Just about everybody was in agreement that there was a threat to the children from the eventual arrival of the film in Afghanistan by bootleg DVD.
It doesn't matter that the rape scene is fictional and that it is not graphic, says former Ambassador Shariar.
As a matter of fact, on the film, it's worse because the whole world will see it. That makes it far more serious, this case.
Kiriakou told Paramount that the children and their families should leave Afghanistan before the film is released. Paramount is exploring the possibility of relocating the families to the United Arab Emirates to place the children in school and find employment for their parents.
I think we're all hoping that they can go back to Afghanistan in a couple of months. But if that's impossible and the threat does persist for years, the studio is prepared to see them through it.
It's unclear whether the families will choose to relocate. The child deemed to be in the greatest danger is Ahmed Khan Mamedzadeh, a schoolboy recruited at the age of 12 to play the amiable Hassan, the victim of the rape. When it came to filming the scene, he balked. His father, Ahmed Jan Mamedzadeh, told NPR that the filmmakers misled him about the scene.
If the movie is made the way people say, I have to leave the country before the movie comes out. You know the situation in Afghanistan.
Producer Rebecca Yeldum says Mamedzadeh was not misled. She adds that the filmmakers never suspected that they were putting the children in danger. But they did portray the rape in more muted terms than planned.
It was out of respect for concerns of the families and respect for the culture, and also we wanted the movie to have a PG-13 rating because it is, at the end of the day, a movie that should embrace the audience that the book embraced.
Paramount's consultant, John Kiriakou, says it will be hard to tell when it will be safe for the children to return. The issue is not merely escalating violence in Afghanistan, he says, but deeply ingrained cultural attitudes that may not begin to change for a generation or more. Kim Masters, NPR News.
Thank you.